song is amazing. That is Hop Along from Philadelphia with the song Texas Funeral from the new album Painted Shut, which just came out May 4th on Saddle Creek Records. Such a wonderful record. More contained and concise and focused than the last album, but still crazy and wild. And the guitar solo in that, oh, so good. So much good music coming out from Philly. It almost excuses that town for existing. I got lots of music this week, an extra song on the podcast, because I'm playing lots of short power pop for you, and you're going to like it all. And this is a track from Terry and Louie. The song is called Can't You Tell Me How Life Goes On.
I get
Power Pop. We started that set off there with Terry and Louie with the song Can You Tell Me How Life Goes On. That is the A-side of the band's single that was released on their own Tough Break Records on April 21st. I think the band is based out of Oakland, though. I'm not sure both of them are. Of course, that is Terry Six and King Louie Bengtson, who were together in the Exploding Hearts in Portland so many years ago, a decade and then some, reuniting for the first time to make more power pop. And this is a very great 7-inch. This is the band's second 7-inch. I got both of them last week, and I think I like the new one better, which of course is nice, because normally I like the band's first release best and it's all downhill. But no, we got something to look forward to. The band's on an upward slope. After that, we heard from Warm Soda with the song Can't Erase This Feeling. That's on the band's new album, Symbolic Dream, which just came out May 4th on Castle Face Records, a band from Austin, Texas. A really good album. I'm not sure I like it as much as the last one. It certainly doesn't have the big pop singles that the last one did, but it's a very good album. You can't go wrong with power pop.
Love.
just destroyed me. That song is called Filthy Luck and by the Philadelphia band Beach Slang. That is on the 7-inch Who Would Ever Want Anything So Broken, which came out back in May of 2014 on the Dead Broke label. It's the band's second 7-inch, I think, or maybe it's the first. I don't know, but they have 2 7-inches out, and they're both very good, and I've picked them both up, and you should too. They have both been collected on a CD released, I don't know, maybe I think it's a UK CD, actually. I turned them into a 1 8-song CD, but very good, very good. Of course, combining replacements there. That's a Paul Westerberger, or maybe it's a Richard Butler voice you're hearing there, but or maybe it's, you know, some Gaslight Anthem. I don't know, but it's all very, very, very good. Before that, we heard from the Daisies with the song I Don't Mind Going Nowhere. That's from the Levon Helm EP, which was just released June of last year on self-release, actually, 7-inch, from a Boston native there, Mikey Holland. Oh, I hope that's right, who has been in bands like Mean Creek and other bands I don't know of, but I really like that song there, and I know that the Daisies just recently performed as a Replacements tribute act in Boston, and you can definitely see how that would happen. Man, that guitar breakdown, spot perfect. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's see. More music coming up. This is Kansas City's Matt Shore with the song Friends. Those last two, they didn't go together so well, but you know, that's how the podcast works, right? We started off with Matt Shore with the song Friends. That's on the new album Right as Rain, which just came out May 5th on High Dive Records. Of course, Matt based out of Kansas City, Missouri. And that is an excellent album that covers a lot of ground from some very angry, very rock and roll to that great little pop song there, to some very acoustic, mellow stuff to kind of end the album out. So lots of things in there for everyone, and very solid. He just keeps getting better and better. And then we followed up with something completely different. That was Slade, all the way from 1972, with the song Goodbye to Jane. That is, I picked it up on the Get Your Boots On, a Shout Factory compilation released in 2004. Because I'm a really big Slade fan, and it turns out that I don't have all the albums, but I could pick up a 16-song greatest hits for $7.99 online, and so I just did that, and maybe that makes me a bad fan, but that song is wonderful, and more people should hear it. Well, we're out of time. Let me get the business out of the way, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 320. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter or Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to look at the concert calendar here. Lots of things coming up. On the 13th, Waxahachie is playing at the Sinclair with Girlpool and Fleabite. It's a sold-out show, so I hope you've got tickets. I don't. I don't know how I'm going to make that happen. On the 15th, I'll be back in Boston to see Uncouth and Gridlock play at Mills. I think that's a 7 p.m. show, all ages free, all that sort of stuff. On the 16th, Anahal Nacarth is playing at the Right Room at 2 p.m., like six black metal bands at 2 p.m. on a Saturday. And that sounds evil, right? And that's all so the show can be, or the club can be cleared out so a second show can happen that evening. And it's Diarrhea Planet playing at Right Room that night. I make it a double header. My wife will be out of town, and there's nothing for me to do but rock out all day. First, some black metal, and then some punk rock. More punk rock on the 17th. Anti-Flag is playing the Record Bar. Back in Boston, Chastity Belt at the Sinclair, and that show is sold out as well. I gotta try to find tickets for that somehow. The 21st, The Business is playing at the Riot Room in Kansas City with Uncouth on that one. That one should be a really good show. On the 24th, Insafarom playing at the Brighton Music Hall in Boston. The 31st, Speedy Ortiz at the Riot Room. The 1st at the Sinclair is Refused. I don't know how that happened. The 2nd, Wire at the Sinclair. And the 13th, X-Hex at the Sinclair. Might as well just move in there. It used to be shows like that would come to the Middle East, and that's just a much better venue. Sinclair's huge. Who wants to go see shows there? Oh, well. On the, I guess if they sell out, then I guess that tells you what the market in Boston is like. Big venue still sells out. Oh well. Anyway, John Spencer at the Record Bar in Kansas City on the 16th. On the 18th, Belle and Sebastian is playing the Uptown. On the 19th, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin at the Right Room. The 22nd, Hugh Cromwell from the Stranglers playing at the Record Bar. The 28th, Sandra Leke at the Sinclair. And then it looks like the 30th, Ben Lee at Sinclair as well. Man. So many shows at Sinclair. Kind of place. You know, Boston, I just don't, it's just no fun. A lot, every band plays in Boston, but they play at this big venue, and there's a giant stage that's like eye level, and clubs are a hassle. I'd rather see a show in Kansas City where, you know, hey, only a few bands come through, but when they do, they play to 100 very appreciative fans, and, you know, it's just a better experience. Anyway, let's wrap things up. I got one track left. This is a band called Gridlock. They are based out of Kansas City, and this is their first demo, and it's called Demo 2015, oddly enough. This song is called Making Dough, if you are interested, you can listen to Gridlock with Uncouth again at the 15th, this coming Friday, at Mills Record for the Too Much Rock single series release volume 4. This band I like a lot. I think they remind me of very early TSOL, very posh boy, very SST. You know, it's a little hardcore, it's a little punk rock. It might scare you. Don't let your mom listen to it. She'll cry. Actually, she may have been there. Come on, it's 1984. Anyway, Gridlock, Making Dough. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Don't.